Hey guys, it's Cheapy D.
Hey, it's Thorbon 3, I guess.
And also Shipwreck.
Me as well. Yes. It's over.
We're done. We made it.
E3 again.
And we pretty much saw everything that didn't take a 5-hour line to freaking or PlayStation app.
Basically everything that wasn't giving away a prize to get close to it. To play, that you had to play the game to get the prize.
You can tell, like, Thursday, you can tell when somebody has run out of the prizes. Because all of a sudden, like, oh, that game, you can just walk up and play it now because people aren't waiting in line because there's a pile of T-shirts next to it.
Right. That's a little sad.
Dead Rising 4 was that way today.
Yeah.
You could basically, there's a, you'd have to wait for one or two people to play. Yeah. But
you could get near it, at least.
You could get near it, yeah. Capcom ran out of goodies. Because you could actually walk through their booth today.
So our first stop today was at Nyko.
The Big N.
The Big N. And I know, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, Nyko. I don't give a shit about Nyko. But actually, they had two cool things this year that I would probably buy. The first one was a charging block that you could connect to other charging blocks, and they had them for PS4 and Xbox One, and you could interconnect them, so if you could...
And you can mix and match them.
You can mix and match
them. You can have up to four of them.
On one chain.
Yeah, or one chain, so it only takes up one power spot. But they just, like, snap together all in a row, and you can have any combination of Xbox One or PS4 controllers. And it supports the Elite.
Yes, it's pretty slick.
And it was only $14.99 for one block, and I think...
$14.99 for the PS4 block, $19.99 for the Xbox One block.
It's got the battery.
The Xbox One, yeah, has the battery that has to be included.
And that was pretty cool, though. It was very slick. And then the second thing, it's like they just have been listening to the CADcast and just made a product that we talked about. It's a combination microphone speaker for your Xbox One and PlayStation 4 controllers.
Yeah, it snaps into the bottom, similar style to like a chat pad. Right. That same kind of form factor. And on the back of both of them, it has a button for push to talk. Mm-hmm. And it lights up green when you've pushed it and doesn't when you haven't. It's great. I thought the Xbox One, it was a little bit easier to reach that button on the Xbox One because the controller isn't quite as wide.
Okay.
For some reason, your hands sit in that area more than they do on the PS4. The PS4, it felt like I'm going to have to really stretch my hand somewhere it doesn't usually go to, right, to hit this button.
Gotcha. But,
yeah, great. They also had the invisible fence for humans on display.
Oh, my God. It was funny because the guy gave a very nice presentation. You know, we're in like a little office. And... You know, I was generally excited, genuinely excited about those two products we just mentioned. And then they start going into the VR products, and things start to get a little ridiculous. So, yeah,
on each arm, you put on a wristband.
A watch, basically an Apple Watch.
Basically an Apple Watch. Like, I sat down and I saw them in front of me. I'm like, oh, what is this device?
They make an Apple Watch now?
They have some kind of gaming watch or something now. But, so yeah, you put these two things on. Then...
Are you eating cashews right now?
I am eating cashews while I'm talking. It's great. It's what, the last nuts? Day. Right. They're TBD's nuts. I'm eating cheese BD's nuts as we are talking.
Ouch.
But there are four, like, little squares, like...
Decks of cards,
a little maybe bigger. Like 2x2, like squares.
Deck of cards is a good comparison.
Yeah. That you then place on the floor around your environment.
Mm-hmm. Your VR environment.
Your VR environment. So you make a square that you play inside of, and then your arms vibrate if you get too close to getting outside of that square while you're playing VR. So you're not knocking over lamps and breaking windows and paintings in your house.
Yes, and. The reality is that it's a silly product that this thing, like someone said, oh, we need to make this product, this fills a need. But the reality is it does, because I played with the Vive and it's got those two hand controllers. And even though it has the boundary protection in the visor, so you see like these outline of walls when you get close to them, in the heat of the action, you're going right through those. Like, playing tennis, I hit the wall, like, three times.
The funny thing is, I almost, like, they had it set up up top in their booth. I almost stepped on one of these things and broke it, like, without being in VR, because it's just, it's sitting on the floor.
Right, it's just a box
on the floor. It's just a box on the floor.
Four boxes.
Right, but, and then the other thing they had, which was also for VR related, was the best. It is an acupuncture bracelet. That you put on after you do VR.
No, while you do
VR. While you do. While you do.
Yeah.
To help.
Can you imagine regulate with all
your,
these bracelets?
Regulate your blood flow so that you don't get motion sickness.
They sell these for boats, for people when they go on the boat. Oh, really? This is a pre-existing
product. I know it's a pre-existing product.
I didn't know.
Okay, yeah, because it probably doesn't work.
That's, I just love that it's marketed to VR. Like, this is a video game product.
They sell these, like, if you go on a cruise ship or something, or on a boat, people who get sick, you wear this, or what other, just generally? I mean.
Sure, it's like copper fit.
Like a scam, basically.
Right.
So they said, hey, people get nauseous playing VR, let's just crank these out and write VR on them.
$10.
And I don't know. I already forgot the joke I made.
The voice of knows. Lawyer divorce.
No, I made a different joke. Also, I made too many jokes.
Yeah. You were cracking them up, though.
I said, what a world we live in where these products need to exist.
Yeah, come get your Nyko prescription at Walgreens.
Right. It's pretty funny. But they, like I said, had two pretty cool things there.
They had a lot of cool things there, but those were the two new products.
Yeah. What else?
We went and saw the Gem Box. Shipwreck really liked the Gem Box.
Oh, the MTech Gem Box. It's one of these micro consoles. We had a whole presentation on it. It's
an Apple TV connected to the Google Universe.
Yeah, it's not an Apple TV, but
Describing it. Yeah. They know it's, but it's like, it's actually smaller than an Apple TV.
Yeah, it's really tight. Like, what's fascinating to me is like how much they can get into these boxes.
It's crazy, right? It's like smaller than a deck of cards, that one. I mean, right. It's just a square.
It's just a little square.
It's Dirt 3, yeah.
Yeah, it does the streaming through
Gamefly.
It does their own Steam Android Link. Games.
They have their own Steam Link solution.
Yeah, Gym Link, where it does Steam Link basically, but it can also play like your Ubisoft games and your Origin games and everything.
Right.
It does Netflix.
Right. It has that. Yeah. Any app that you can get off the Google Store.
Right. It has emulators.
It had a decent controller.
It did have a decent controller.
They said, "Look, we tried to copy the Xbox controller."
They did, like, the thing with those controllers usually is like somebody hands you one, and they got all the buttons and everything.
Looks, everything's
and
in the right spot.
Everything's in the right spot. That's not the hard part. It's that when you hit the analog stick or the D-pad,
feels like garbage.
It usually feels like garbage. This one, neither one felt like garbage. They had like some resistance to the analog sticks and everything. The whole thing's $99. I think. That's a good price point for this if you're in the market for one of these media, like, players, Android things.
It's not really our market, but, like, out there, if, like, you have a sister who has, like, kids, and she's like, oh, Billy wants to play video games, but the PS4 is too expensive, just tell her to get a Gem Box, basically.
It's because you can get all those free Android games on there.
Yeah, it's kind of, like, I know there's these other...
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them, but they're just so small now. It's just, like...
It's crazy. It was like, the newest Apple TV is bigger than the last model, and this is like, a half the size of that, I guess.
But they're so cheap too. Like, it's $99 with a controller.
right.
Like, I don't think they're gonna sell a version without the controller, because the controller has that thing too where it can go into mouse mode.
Right. You can select. Either
mouse
behave,
or gamepad mode.
It was pretty interesting.
I kept commenting on how British he was because he was British.
Right.
So he called.
That's what he was looking for during his presentation.
Yeah. He called.
Hey, did you know you were British?
Yes. He called his controller a joypad, and I was like, I haven't heard that. Like, it's very.
That he's probably like. He probably thought that was interesting.
Yeah, and then like the games were PEGI 3.
Right. That he probably didn't think was interesting.
And then he showed us Dirt 3, and I'm like, man, you're showing it. And he's like, I worked on Dirt 3, that's why I like showing it. And I was like, oh, okay. So I was like, yeah, see, you're putting British all over this thing.
He's a British guy. That's all he knows.
Yeah. That's where it's from.
That's what he knows. Yeah. What else? Oh, then we played a bunch of games at in the Devolver area.
Yeah, there was this weird dick butt game.
I believe it's called Genital Jousting.
Oh, Genital Jousting is what it's called. Okay.
So yeah, it's you're a penis and an asshole.
And balls.
Yeah, penis, balls, and asshole sliding around
there's
on the floor.
There's not much playing with the balls.
No.
I was surprised that you don't get to control the balls. I was disappointed.
Yeah.
Right? It was just a one-stick thing.
Yeah, it all
goes together.
Controls together.
So you've got to get your dick in the other player's ass.
Or your own ass.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Wow.
But
Once you grow long enough. Like, it's
right.
short rounds and... Yeah.
You grow.
Yeah. There was an interesting thing that happened while I was playing. This guy came up and he had, like, a controller, but, like, the joysticks were dildos.
Like an arcade controller?
Yeah. And they were big dildos. And the guy comes up and he's like, we can't have them here because you're in the background of Twitch, and Twitch, blah, blah. He's like, oh, okay.
No dildos on Twitch.
Okay. And he took the dildo controllers away. But man,
back home.
Yeah.
Like, it almost, do you need to get, like, your game is already, like, penises everywhere.
Right.
Do you need to have the dildo controller?
No,
well?
We get it.
Like,
we get it.
It's
outrageous. It's already outrageous.
We got it, guys.
Right. How about the name of the game somewhere near it? They forgot to put the sign out that said what the game was. I don't have somebody staffed near it.
The controls are interesting, too, because it's 8 players, but, like, it's 4 players on 1 controller. So
2 players on one controller.
4 players on one controller.
You can use both analog sticks, the D-pad, and the buttons.
Yeah.
Each one of them can...
These guys are... Is the guys who made Broforce?
Yeah, that's what we heard.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, that was a game. I don't know where that's going. Coming out. Steam, I guess.
Walmart.
Yeah.
You were going to pick that up at Walmart.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw Rock of Ages 2. It's a racing game now, and it was pretty interesting. We saw Lego Dimensions. You could just walk up to it.
Yeah, if you don't care about getting the figure, then you can walk right up and play the game.
If for some reason you're there to play video games, you can just walk straight up and play the video game. Which
and you don't have—they're not giving something away to play that video game. In this case, you had to watch a presentation to get the Lego figure.
Right. You had to you had to watch a movie and wait for 2 hours, watch a movie, and then you get the Lego figure.
Yeah.
Or
walk right up and play.
Walk right up and try the game
and not get any figure. But touch some real figures.
Actually
are
available. But it's just...
Right. Put that part of...
This is goes back to my carnival idea.
It's great.
Of
it's
E3.
Brilliant.
Just one whole hall full of carnival games.
We'll Thorbond's buddies now with the ESA guy, since he got him in here.
Yeah.
We're going to send this his way.
Because that's really what all it is.
Yeah.
For the most part. It's just waiting in line to get your tchotchke. Like, there's...
I think it would be nice to just... The general feeling on the show floor would be a little less tense, maybe.
Yeah.
There's more room to move, and, you know, you're not annoyed when there's, like, a line of people waiting to throw a basketball blocking you.
Right, and I mean, I don't know. It creates, like,
they
press
want lines.
Around the... But... At the same time, like, what is that line giving you? It's just like...
You can take a picture of it and say, look how many people want to play our game.
But it's not... You can look at... If you take that picture and you go, well, why is there nobody playing the game right here at this kiosk?
Right.
There's this huge line and there's a kiosk right here with nobody playing
that
the game.
That is pretty inexplicable.
Yeah.
That one. I don't know. And everyone has their own way of giving out the freebie, right? Sometimes you got to play the game. Sometimes you got to take a picture with somebody and do this. Sometimes they just say, fuck it, and hand you the thing.
But we got to look at Mr. T. What did you think of Mr. T?
I like Mr. T.
Yeah.
My parents wouldn't let me watch A-Team, so I only had to, you know, wait till I was older to enjoy Mr. T.
We did play the game. It is
it
exactly
good.
What you think it is.
Yep.
Shipwreck played as Tom Cruise.
They didn't have, like, there wasn't a great selection of the characters I was looking for in the kiosk that we were at. Like, they had, like...
Adventure Time.
Yeah, I don't...
Tom Cruise.
Batmobile and the Ghostbusters mobile.
Yeah, Harry Potter, but it didn't have any of the characters like that I would be specifically after. Like, if I went to a store, these were not the characters I would be buying.
Knight Rider, where's Knight Rider? That's gonna sell hundreds.
And then Shipwreck checked out Story of Seasons, which, if you don't know, it's kind of like a Rock Band and Guitar Hero, where the people who made Harvest Moon are the Rock Band people, and then Natsumi is Guitar Hero, basically. So Shipwreck checked out Story of Seasons, which is from the people who made...
Is that the Guitar Hero or the Rock Band?
The Rock Band, yeah. The Rock, yeah.
So Harvest Moon, there was like a difference in how they wanted the series to go, and people left.
It could have been. I don't know what the details were. Right. I'm sure the details are out there on the internet.
Right. I'm sure it's a fascinating tale.
Right. Yes. A story.
How was the game?
Story of Seasons. It's more like the older Harvest Moons. Like, I feel like the Harvest Moon, the one that has the Harvest Moon name now.
Right.
Like, they seem to be going in a slightly different, like, more modern progression, where if Story of Seasons is just, like, straight-up classic, the same Harvest Moon game they've been making for 20 years.
Right. All right.
Yep, and then I checked out Hatsune Miku game, the new one.
Oh.
Yeah, the reason I checked it out, though, was because, like, people on CAG, like, love Hatsune Miku, and they...
There's lonely people.
There's a lot of people like that. There's a whole country with people like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, and whenever I post the Hatsune Miku game on sale, it's fucking...
Oh my god!
Yeah.
That was my impression.
But yeah, it's a rhythm game. I played it for like 5 minutes, and okay, I'm done. So I just wanted to see what it was all about. I tried The Calling, which GPD recommended, and I was like, go check that out, because it's on Steam right now, but they had it for the Xbox One. It's coming to Xbox.
It's Hunger Games. Yeah, but isn't, Hunger Games. Did you like it?
Yeah. I liked it a lot.
It's cool, because you know, like, the game's going to last about 15 minutes when you play, and it's just, it is suspenseful. I mean, not when you play it on the show floor, it's not, but when you're sitting at home and playing, it's, you know, you start out with nothing, and you're, like, basically hunting each other with multiplayer.
Yeah. And then I made Shipwreck go check out Flint Hook, which I think he really liked.
Yeah, Flint Hook was cool. You spoke about it earlier, but the controls are spot on. It's a fun little platform.
Nice art style.
Yeah, nice art style. There's enough complexity to it to keep it interesting with the slow motion and the grappling hook and everything that's going on.
Yeah, and then we checked out Steep, which reminded me of, like, how we were talking about Farming Simulator. It kind of reminded me of that, like, I want to go be a snowboarder, and you just sort of go snowboard, or you want to just...
There's different jobs, right? There's different sport jobs.
Sport jobs. I got to go be the flying squirrel guy. I got to go...
flying, that's, I don't think that's what that's called. What's that called?
Wingsuit.
Same concept.
I got to be the wingsuit guy. But, like, I kept waiting for them to... you guys were behind me playing it, and I was playing it with, like... So, like, I kept, like, turning around, making sure, like, you guys were done. So I was like...
The guy wouldn't let us stop playing, basically.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad. I enjoyed it a little bit.
It's a little rough right now.
It's a little rough. It needs... With all the different things you do, basically, there's a whole bunch of events on the mountain, and you have different racing events, different styles of racing events. You have trick events, and then you have the skiing or the snowboarding or the wingsuit stuff. And... It's a nice setup. Like, the mountain was fun.
Right.
It controls pretty well. I just don't know, like, doing tricks. This isn't SSX.
No, it doesn't feel anything like SSX.
That's a fun. I had fun playing that game.
SSX.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I mean, I was hoping that this was SSX sort of, and it's really not at all.
It's more like I said, more Farming Simulator is what it kind of.
I know what you mean. I mean, they're trying to make a realistic skiing game.
Yeah.
And it's certainly, when if you compare that to an arcade skiing game, it's not as exciting for most people, I think.
The guy, like, he wear headphones, and the guy kept, like, telling me instructions and things, and after a while, like, I got
the demo guy.
The demo guy. So, like, I got bored, and I just, like, kept, like, flying into a pole and fucking seeing how I can die and stuff. I was just like, oh, cool, I can die this way. He's like, what you need to do is you need to... I was just like, just let me play the way I want to play until they're done behind me.
Did you say that, Tom?
No. I wasn't an asshole. But
I didn't think it was that bad. It wasn't revolutionary. It wasn't
right.
Done.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
I don't like...
in the form right now where I can see that they could potentially polish
it's coming out
up.
This year.
I know, that's the worrisome part.
But you don't know how old that demo is either.
Right. So it was close enough that it seemed like it could get pushed across the finish line and get everything to where it was like something that people would enjoy.
Or not.
Or not.
It could also go in that direction.
And then I tried Bound on PS4 and the Sony Place, and that was a weird, like, something struck me about that game. It was kind of odd. Like, the lady's, like, mother and something, and has a weird art style that's, like, very low polygon, and She walks around like a ballerina. When you jump, she does a ballerina jump. And I was like, okay, I'm done with this game. I'm going away.
It's a platforming game?
Yeah, I think so. And then I played Shantae, and Shantae is good. It's a way forward platforming game. So if you liked DuckTales Remastered or any of the games they played, you'll like it. Shipwreck tried Sonic Boom,
Fire and Ice.
What?
Have you been keeping up with the Sonic Boom television show, Chibi?
Oh, have I? Yeah. It's my one of my top shows.
Okay. I think there's been 52 episodes, I believe, so far. Wow. This is essentially the 53rd episode, so it picks up right where that leaves off.
The show's off the air? Or are you saying?
No. Oh. It's like a Hulu show or something, isn't it? It's surprisingly good, Sonic Boom. It's more back to 2D style. I think it's a little bit too cumbersome with the controls. Like, you don't need, like, the upwards dash type stuff when you're playing Sonic.
Right.
But the whole Fire and Ice thing is, like, this is a 3DS game. And so the right trigger changes you from being Fire Sonic or Ice Sonic. And there's different parts as you're running through the level where you need to just switch back and forth between the two. And it seems like it's a Sonic game that wants to go fast. So that's good. Hmm. It's like you want to constantly be just going fast and quickly switching through the level and getting through the level. It's not one of these things where you're stopping and exploring and talking to people and all that. So, yeah.
Does Sonic talk every 5 seconds?
No. Like, what I played, there was literally no talking. I started a level. I played through the end of the level. I thought, hey, this is a pretty well done platformer. People are never gonna like it as much as the Genesis Sonic games or right. Sonic CD. Like, it's never gonna happen again. But
did you like Sonic Rush?
Sonic Rush,
the DS game.
It was okay.
Okay.
I would say, like, if you like Sonic Generations, that this is in a similar amount
of
quality.
That's pretty good.
Right. So I think this is it, from what I played one level. I could see what they were going for, and it seemed quality.
Mm. That's it, I think.
All right. What's our takeaway? What's our E3 2016 top points?
PlayStation Conference is what I liked a lot.
Was that your favorite part of the show?
That was my favorite.
That was the most. Well, you had Last Guardian. Yeah, I mean, that was just a great presentation.
Yeah.
That was a really tight video game presentation.
That was
entertaining.
That was probably my favorite of the whole week.
Wow. So it was like all downhill after Monday.
So once E3 proper started,
it was all downhill. Before even. It was Monday.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
like, that's
right.
I don't know. Like, we've been to so many of these.
Yeah, no, I can't really think of anything that's like my favorite. But I mean, what do you think about like the overall theme of the show? Like,
The theme of the theme of the show is everybody streaming
something. Like all the time. People just walking.
GameSpot stream, Twitch stream,
just people
IGS
walking,
stream.
Just people with cell phones walking down the aisles doing Facebook Live on selfie sticks.
Stream.
Yep.
VR porn, you know, like they have so much space, they just gave up and were like, okay, porn people, you can come in.
There's going to be more. Porn next year.
Definitely. I mean, after people see those pictures
with
all
the lines.
With that line.
Yeah.
I think it's overall, it's just everything's kind of in a transition period that nobody's quite sure what's going on with video games. You've got Nintendo, who have a dead console. The most popular game of E3 is a game that's on a dead console that nobody owns.
Right.
We don't know much about their next console. You have Microsoft with this whole Xbox One thing
Windows.
Going on now.
You heard about Halo 6, right?
No.
Phil Spencer said Halo 6 will be an Xbox One Windows 10.
Well, yeah. Everything
is. Everything is. Everything.
There's no difference.
Yeah.
But you have Xbox that's in this transition period as well. Like, they have this thing just on the horizon for 2017 that's going to supposedly not replace, but it's replacing what's there.
Right.
You have Sony who have their new thing coming. You have...
So the show can't be dying.
You have VR.
You have a lot of shit coming down the pipe.
You have so much VR that nobody can you talk to everybody, and it's nobody's like gung ho on VR. They're like, maybe this is the path stuff is going.
Yeah, but everybody's got VR everybody's got a triple tier thing.
Nobody's got a clear vision of what video gaming is in 5 years.
No. I mean, I think it's going to be these like incremental console upgrades for a couple more. For 5 years, I think that's going to be like that. But maybe soon after that, I don't know. It all depends on the streaming, the quality of the of game streaming. You know, what we can do, streaming, you know, cloud streaming. You have all the games on some server somewhere, like Gamefly streaming, and we just run it off that. But I don't know. I think...
A lot of good games right here.
Plenty of good games.
Yeah, a ton of good games. We finally hit our stride in this generation that is getting cut off short.
Yeah, I mean, all those PlayStation exclusives looked like pretty next gen. Whatever that means.
Odd that The Last Guardian still was not, like, playable.
Yeah, yeah. Free shirts, that's the best shirt of E3.
Right, the free Last Guardian shirt.
All you had to do...
Depends what it says on there. We don't know. It's in Japanese.
All you had to do was...
I am dumb whitey.
Frank and Rocco told me this. People had to... There was an interactive projection of The Last Guardian dog thing. And it's like, oh, you want to take this barrel and interact with it, but like...
You got to move some shit around, and they give you a prize, basically, in real life.
Yeah, but like Rocco and Frank said, you just walk up to the guy and say, can I have a voucher? And he just gives you one.
And he had a free t-shirt.
Welcome to Carnival Hall.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Kensha Hall is sitting there, fucking empty. It's big down there. You can do a lot of shit down there.
That's how you get the public involved with this thing. Like,
dude, we're solving problems here.
Carnival public.
What do we call this? E3 Live? What was it with the E3 Live?
Right.
Just call that shit down there.
I did see they claimed 20,000 people attended E3 Live.
What?
I haven't seen anybody attend it.
There's people down there, but it's not 20,000.
Over 3 days?
50,000 people attended E3.
50 or 70, I thought.
50. You said. Oh, no, 50. When I said 70 before, it was the 50,000 there added to the 20,000 that they said were at E3 Live.
How do they know they aren't the same people? Some of them.
I there is no way that was 20,000 people at any time in E3 Live.
No.
Well, if it was a giant carnival giving out free video game T-shirts, they would have a lot more than 20,000.
We forgot to talk about the Doritos thing.
Oh, we went to the Doritos Mix Arcade. It smelled like Doritos as soon as you walk in.
It was hot.
It was really it hot. Smelled like hot Doritos when you. It was pretty amazing.
It seemed like they were like pumping the nacho cheese through. Not the air conditioning. The powder. They replaced the air conditioning with just fans that blew the nacho cheese powder.
I think there was just a big bowl of Doritos in the back somewhere with a fan behind it, just blowing it into a vent.
And then they had the people in Dorito chip outfit. Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
And they were like playing real life Space Invader. I don't know what was going on there, but it was hot.
I played some skee ball and some pinball.
And then we got the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
I did not eat any. Nobody ate Doritos in our posse, but a lot of people were eating Doritos there.
Oh yeah, they sat down and they were it was like a Dorito nachos and cheese and Doritos in a pouch, and they had a fork and they were eating them.
Right. It's an interesting marketing thing where, like, nothing that was on sale like for video games wise.
No,
like,
it was only Doritos.
It was all just like retro stuff in there.
They must do this around the country in various places. I don't think this was just for. For this.
No, I think it...
Some of it was, I think like some of the games in there, I feel like maybe they... I don't know, what the hell do I know?
Why not?
I don't even eat Doritos.
We had to walk around all week, I know that. Like, it's right in the middle of where you used to walk.
It's good at blocking your path and making your walk farther. All right. I think we're out.
Everybody eat some Doritos because everybody knows it was there.
Right. Get that. Well, I wonder where that money goes. Where does that Dorito money go?
Jeff Keighley's house.
No, he's not involved in that.
Oh, he's not.
He wasn't. He was doing YouTube, so he actually was not involved in it.
Not even setting it up or anything?
I don't think so. Oh, maybe he like brokered the deal or something.
Right, maybe.
Dude, I hope he's getting that Dorito money because that looked like a big operation right there. All right, I think we're gonna go to the Dodger game tonight, right?
Yeah.
I think that's gonna be interesting. All right. Well, we'll talk to you guys later. Thanks for listening to this week's E3 action. We'll see you next week.
Well, not me, but...
Not you. Thorbond's going to start his own podcast, maybe.
No.
Or not. No. Okay. Thanks, guys.